Let's turn to you, Philip M. Bailey. Another week, another dramatic turn in the case of Metro Councilwoman Judy Green, and she has officially been removed from office.
It seems to be the last turn, actually. The Metro Council Court voted unanimously in two different counts, 20-0, removing Councilwoman Green from office. The two counts obviously being the different charges she faced for misconduct regarding the summer jobs program known as the Green Clean Team and the city grant that was given to 100 black men of Louisville. Councilwoman Green's attorney, Duron Webb, made a motion in the first day of the trial to dismiss the charges, considering that Councilwoman Green did at least tender a letter of resignation. The council has pointed out during the case and afterwards that the councilman's resignation is not effective until the next Metro Council meeting. Therefore, they were going forward with the case. Mr. Webb left the proceeding, so Councilwoman Green didn't put on a defense at all. So she essentially allowed for the prosecution and the charging committee to have the full attention of the media and the public for the trial, which presented a pretty damaging case. Some things were revealed in the removal trial that weren't during the ethics hearings. Certain individuals testified, including her former legislative aide, Melody Hill, her current legislative aide, Andrea Jackson, leaders with 100 Black Men of Louisville. They did not testify during the Ethics Commission hearings, but they did during the removal trial. And Greg Hovius, the prosecutor for the case, outlined some evidence that wasn't seen also, including some emails in which the councilwoman discusses in other cases embellishing appropriations in order to give those extra funds to either to individuals or to different groups, which is against council rules. He also outlined that Councilwoman Green's one of her sons, Joshua Green, while he was being paid by the Green Clean Team, he also worked full time at Metro Parks, essentially double dipping. So it was a pretty damaging case. The council deliberated for about an hour and a half before delivering their verdict. Councilwoman Green is the first member of the Metro Council removed, first elected official actually removed since Metro government started back in 2003. And I believe records show that of all of Louisville's governments in the past, she's the first elected official to be removed since 1865. So she's made history in that regard, certainly not in a way in which she probably wanted when she got into public service. Officially, the removal will not be made official until the council court chairman, Kelly Downer, has delivered the findings of fact to the clerk's office. At that point, you will see, I guess, the council business office and others request their keys back and allow Councilwoman Green and her aides to clear out the offices and request their security cards back. But as far as, I guess, the official state is concerned or official city is concerned, Councilwoman Green has been removed from her position.
Now, she submitted her resignation, announced her resignation last Friday. Why did the council go ahead with the removal?
Well, Council President Jim King and Councilman Downer both pointed out, as did other members of the council court and the charging committee, that they felt this was necessary for the public to hear. This was not a witch hunt, as Councilwoman Green had charged, that there were some facts and some information that the public needed to hear out loud that was necessary, and that her resignation wouldn't be effective until September 22nd anyway. So many felt that on the council that this needed to be heard publicly, just because the for about a year now, the case first really started back in August of 2010, when individuals who worked in the Green Clean Team and their parents had come forward saying that they hadn't been paid when that controversy first started about a year ago. Many felt that this was necessary to be aired out into the public and to be as transparent as possible. So that was the incentive for the court to go forward with the charges, despite the fact that Councilman Green had said publicly she was going to step down.
And the vote was unanimous. Unanimous, correct?
Yes. I mean, 20-0 in both counts fairly quickly. I mean, when the council did come back from its deliberations, it was Councilman Downer reading, I guess, some instructions in the beginning. And then after that, two quick votes that really took less than a minute publicly. So, I mean, it was a very swift decision, a unanimous decision by the council, which many felt was necessary to show that on all fronts, whatever part of the city a person was from, whatever party affiliation, or black, white, east end, west end, south end, the decision was pretty overwhelming against Councilwoman Green.
She represents the first district. How soon will that seat be filled with someone else?
Well, once the facts of the findings of fact are submitted, the council will have 30 days from that day to appoint a replacement. Council President Jim King has encouraged people to submit their applications for the seat now, but they won't be read by the council members until The seat is officially vacated by the council clerk's office. That process, obviously, we've been through this process before. Previous members of the council have either resigned or died while in office. So this is something in which the council takes pretty seriously. We expect to see a number of people probably step forward, maybe a dozen or so, actually, considering that back in 2005, former councilwoman Denise Bentley, who represented District 1, she was the first member of the council to resign, and we saw about 19 people apply for the seat back then, so it's expected that many people will be interested in the position. What makes this a little more complicated, however, is that whoever that person is who is picked to replace Councilman Green, the first thing they're going to have to really deal with, more even than, I guess, getting beyond her scandal, is the issue of redistricting. Which the district could in fact change, and it's expected that many districts, particularly those in the urban service district, will significantly change. So whoever that new individual is will have to not only learn the basic rules of the road of the council and sort of clean up after Councilwoman Green and her scandal, but also have to pay attention to the clear issue and one of the most important issues, which is redrawing the district itself.
Say I'm a first district constituent and I need help from Councilwoman Green's office. Where do I go in her absence?
That's an interesting question, because at this point you can't really call Councilwoman Green. Members of the council, I think, would usually in situations like this encourage residents to call the congruent council member, if they're the bordering council member in cases like that, or other city services, whether that's Metro 311 or certain departments. This usually happens when you have a council member who's resigned or passed away or died, excuse me. And in that situation, it can be sort of a limbo period for residents of that district. I know Concerned Citizens of District 1, the group that was initially supportive of Councilman Green, has said that they will maintain their vigilance about issues in the district, and that they will be they want to have at least a voice in whoever the council picks to replace her.
Now, the ethics complaint, the original ethics complaint was filed by Ray Barker?
Yes, Ray Barker Sr., a former police officer who actually has indicated that he will seek the appointment to District 1. Initially, Mr. Barker had indicated he was not going to apply for the seat, saying that he felt that the Metro Council wouldn't appoint him anyway, considering that he was the one who filed the first complaint against Councilman Green. It's sort of interesting that he is now saying he does want to seek the seat. His argument to that is that there are issues that he feels that he is uniquely qualified to address, specifically issues of crime and redevelopment in the district, and that he feels that he has certainly been a continuous voice in that area for a number of years, going back decades. Many may remember Ray Barker as by his hip-hop moniker, Sir Friendly C. He used to be a community activist while he was also a police officer, an anti-gang activist in the community at the time. It's not clear whether he would be considered by most political observers to be the favorite. I would assume that because he filed the first complaint, there may be some hesitance on council members' part to appoint him, because then it would be literally seen as a handoff. Remember, that was one of the first complaints that Councilwoman Green made when the complaint was first filed, saying that the only reason that Barker was doing this was because he was a political rival seeking to unseat her to get the seat himself. So that may disqualify Mr. Barker unofficially, but he has certainly made a case that he is qualified and wants the seat.